Hello, and thank you once again for tuning in. This is Pastor Brad Bailey with you from the Brandon Baptist Tabernacle in Brandon, Florida. And this is a portion of our Cherishing Scripture podcast, wherein we are dealing with the New Testament Baptist Confession. In these podcasts, I come in and just spend some time alone here in the studio with you, the radio listener. And we go over paragraph by paragraph some of the truths of the New Testament Baptist Confession and offer an opportunity for you to hear the audio version of it and then make some judgments on your own based on scriptural input and based on what God's Word controls as far as our doctrinal stand is concerned. And so we have covered paragraphs 1 through 7 thus far of the New Testament Baptist Confession. And paragraph 8 is a very brief paragraph, but nonetheless an essential paragraph in my opinion. So paragraph 8 reads as follows: "May not the ignorance and instability of many coupled with profaneness rule our confession. We intend to disperse this confession in the spirit of diligent Christianity, even to those who arise in judgment against and condemn much of its content." This paragraph had a certain foresight to it. It is customary that when you are opposing some of the falsehoods, some of the downfalls of independent fundamental Baptists, you're going to receive a certain amount of opposition. We foresaw that. We knew that that would be the case. And we were not surprised when it actually happened. We were surprised, however, about some of the sources of the criticism and some of the methods of the criticism. It was already assumed that some would take the low road and that they would actually get very personal and make insults. And so that obviously happened. We had a number of accusations that were leveled against our church, myself personally, others who are involved in the confession. Accusations like, we're not true Baptists. We resemble Catholics more than Baptists. Even accusations of not being qualified, accusations of being way off in left field doctrinally. And of course, only God can judge those. I could sit here behind the microphone today and tell you that those things are not true, but it would be for you to discern and for you to discover on your own so that you could have confidence that the doctrinal foundations of the New Testament Baptist Confession are absolutely secure. So ignorance and instability coupled with profaneness, those were the things that we decided we would not permit into the New Testament Baptist Confession. There's enough instability and profaneness among fundamental and independent Baptists that we did not have to mitigate or compromise the message of the New Testament Baptist Confession with those types of things. When the gloves came off and when all of the fallout began to come, and still today I don't think that is finished. I think there's more persecution to follow in terms of the New Testament Baptist Confession. And so the profaneness was real. It was very obvious that there were some that would not restrain themselves, but they would call us names and so on and so forth. And we're grown, we're thick-skinned, we're able to endure such things. But what we decided to do is not to return that. In fact, many podcasts and numerous men have risen up and offered to debate and offered to challenge the New Testament Baptist Confession. We have taken those offers into consideration. And when a serious offer is made, when a substantive debate could be had, we would definitely consider engaging in such a debate. But nevertheless, the ones that were being perpetrated against us, the debates that were being offered and the allegations that were being perpetrated against us were so frivolous and so petty that we didn't feel like it really would serve the New Testament Baptist Confession well to dignify those accusations with a response. So we chose to be stable. We chose to be temperate in all things. We chose to moderate the conversation with mature statements and to stay away from profaneness and not allow that to rule our confession. Second sentence of the paragraph reads, "We intend to disperse this confession in the spirit of diligent Christianity, even to those who arise in judgment against and condemn much of its content." It is a public document. There's a website, newtestamentbaptist.com. That website is certainly accessible. People can visit that website, read the confession on their own. I try to go there frequently and update things and place new content, new material there. And we are certainly not withholding the confession from public scrutiny. In fact, we welcome public scrutiny. We welcome the scrutiny of the Christian body as a whole, because we don't want the confession to be some one-sided story. We want people to know that it has been well planned, well thought out, and that we have placed the material inside of the confession that we believe addresses some of the greatest needs to abandon the terms New Testament, or to abandon the terms independent and fundamental, and live by the designation of New Testament Baptist, a more biblical way of looking at our name. So paragraph number 8, very short, brief in its content, but it has much to say about what we expected as far as New Testament Baptists were concerned. So if you want to visit the website, you can join us at newtestamentbaptists.com. These podcasts are there. You can take advantage of those and the archive of all of those as well, and hopefully enjoy the message of the New Testament Baptist Confession. So visit us today, newtestamentbaptist.com. Once again, Brad Bailey with you. We hope that you'll be back with us next time as we change society by cherishing Scripture.